Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Still a cause for celebration. Beautiful, beautiful thing as the numbers keep piling up. A landslide, a mandate, it's a beautiful thing. And the Fed cuts the key interest rate 25 basis points. Beautiful thing as well. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me go right to our guest. Phil Kirpin is president of American Commitment. You can follow him on X at Kirpin. Phil, how you feeling today?
Pretty darn good. I wish 3 Senate seats hadn't flipped in the aftermath. The urban machines are still delivering. I hope it doesn't become 4. You could probably tell me what's going on there in Philly.
I think we're going to be okay. I think McCormick's got it. I really do.
Well, that would be good, because I don't know if you saw what happened in Milwaukee in the Hovde race, but they found 100,000 extra votes, same-day registrants that nobody had modeled, nobody expected, and boom, there you go.
Isn't that amazing how that happens?
Trump had a big enough margin to withstand it, but the Senate race was gone.
It's amazing how the Democrats always find these ballots. That Republicans never,
always.
There's never a stash of ballots for Republicans, ever. You notice that?
It's incredible. I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. If they're not cheating, they're doing something incredibly effective in these cities, and we got to figure out how to replicate it. If they are cheating, we got to stop it. Either way, we got to do something about it. But yeah,
if they are cheating, we got to cheat better than them.
No, I don't believe in cheating, that's for sure.
I'm just kidding.
Did you ever see the poll that Scott Rasmussen did a few months ago where he, like, asked people, if your side could cheat and get away with it, would you want them to win an election? And it was, like, among normal people, it was, like, 7% or whatever, but among, like, the ultra-elite, you know, Ivy League graduates with high incomes and that, it was, like, 50% or some crazy high number.
I'm not surprised by that at all. Not at all. Listen, I grew up in Jersey politics, man. I have seen every kind of cheating there is, you know, and at some point we should probably re-examine the numbers in 2020
Jersey,
and compare them.
Jersey was a 5-point Harris state.
Listen, we're a swing state now. We are the they're changing. Listen,
Passaic County. Passaic County.
Donald Trump won Passaic County, the city of Patterson. They are changing now the Jersey fruit. It's now going to be an upside-down pineapple because we are a swing state. That's right.
It's pretty nuts. I mean, it's stuff you would never, like, never. I mean, North Bergen went to Trump. Nick Sacco's town. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
in South Jersey,
I'll tell you what, though, it's pretty
red.
Amazing. If you look at what happened in this election, the places that were not the swing states, the places that were not getting inundated with a million ads and the Democratic technology and all the turnout and all the rest of it, I mean, Trump had gains of, like, double digits in a lot of places, just off the charts. And then somehow in the swing states, he got much, much smaller gains. They were able to blunt it massively, you know, with all the stuff they do. But it's a pretty compelling election, you know, in terms of the national popular vote by millions. The Senate, it looks like it's going to be 53. you're telling me we're not going to have another one slip away, so it won't be 52, so it should be 53. It was within a hair's breadth of being 56, but, you know, glass half full, 53 is very workable. Get all the nominees through, get a functional administration. This time, Trump is not going to be... Remember when he won in 16 and the Washington Post headline, like before he was even inaugurated, was like, how fast can we impeach him or whatever it was? He's going to be able to have a relatively normal administration. I mean, I don't think they're going to do the Russiagate and all the crazy and all of that. So I'm pretty optimistic on the whole, I'd say.
Yeah, I think Democrats would be wise to not impeach him if they win midterms. You know, if the midterm winds up being the way it historically is and they wind up regaining power, or if they do wind up somehow eking out a win and taking the House, they would be wise to not impeach him this time, but to actually just try to get along with him. But I just don't know if they're going to learn the lessons. They should, right? You would think they would, but their hatred for this man is just so off the charts. I think Bernie Sanders has been, you know, his comments about how the Democrat Party has lost touch with the working class people, and this is now a party of the elites. I mean, it's so glaringly obvious now, isn't it, Kirpin?
Oh, no question. Look, I mean, this is they went all in on the crazy woke leftist culture war, the trans and the DEI and the global warming, everything. And that became their entire agenda, essentially, the DEI and the ESG and the LGBT. It's the, you know, the alphabet agenda. And that works great if you're like rich, white, suburban liberal women. Okay, which they did blow out. They blew the doors out of that. It doesn't work for any normal people that are worried about putting food on the table and, like, you know, being able to afford stuff for their kids and, you know, having a little bit better life than you had, you know, a few years ago, having that upward mobility that most people are looking for. They don't, you know, caring about that stuff is a luxury if you're already rich, okay? For everybody else, I mean, who cares? It's dumb. And for a lot of people, by the way, it also offends their sense of fair play. I mean, I think the most effective ads that Trump did, although I think he ran them a little bit too much to sort of drive it into the ground, but maybe he knew what he was doing. The most effective ads he did were the ones that showed the you know, Harris saying, I'm going to pay for trans surgeries for prison inmates and illegal immigrants with your money. And people were just like, well, you know, it's like, even if you're not like, even if you think that, even if you're like, yeah, okay, people should be allowed to have those surgeries if they want, whatever. That's not my thing to be against that. Nobody thinks that's what we should be spending our money on. Like, that's what tax dollars should be going to. So those ads were extremely effective. And, you know, I just, you know, the Democrats chose to make their top priorities things that are only important to a very narrow group of people. And they did drive their margins up with that narrow group of people, but they alienated everyone else. And their assumption was that minorities are just never going to vote for Republicans, essentially. Yeah. And so we can abandon them, take them for granted. And, you know, what happened? Hispanic men voted for Trump.
And they're racist and misogynist. And even like Charlemagne the God, who came out and said that ad on the trans prison, he said that's a brilliant ad to run during a football game. And he said, he's like, I don't want them paying for this. Yeah, and they put him in the ad. I mean, but he's racist now, too. That's the thing. So Trump's racist, but all the people that voted for him are racist, even if they're black and they happen to be Latino. They're racist and misogynist. I mean, the Democrats, they still cannot get away from this. I'm listening to Juan Williams on election night talking about misogyny, Al Sharpton, all these. They cannot get away from this.
Well, you know, Dearborn, Michigan voted for Trump, which is amazing. It's the, you know, the most Muslim city in America, voted for Trump. But Harris didn't even come in second. She came in third. Jill Stein came in second. So you look at this and you say, you know, they can't even say, oh, it's because the Muslims are sexist, because they actually voted for the other woman candidate more than Harris. And so, I mean, I think that they've got a huge problem with this whole story they wanted to tell of, you know, Trump's a fascist and he's Hitler and he's Mussolini and whatever. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, he did better with the Jewish vote than pretty much any other Republican. We had some Jewish, you know, I mean, you look at, like, Rockland County voting him through the roof. I mean, he did really well with Jews in this election. He did really well with Hispanics when they were saying it's racist to want immigration enforcement, which, what do you know, Hispanic American citizens don't want illegal immigration, contrary to what the Democrats assume. And so their whole narrative collapsed completely with the breadth of this victory and with the groups that he was able to put together. And the thing that's kind of amazing about the reaction is you are seeing some of the freakout stuff, but you're also seeing a lot of people, like, not freak out, right? You saw the Harris speech and the Biden speech, and they were kind of like, hey, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, you have to move on. They're treating it like a normal election, and then you're like, wait a second. Like a week ago, you were saying this is like the end of the world and we're going to be fascist America and all this kind of stuff. You were obviously lying, because after you lose, you're like, oh, win some and lose some. Yeah, now you want to move on. Okay.
Trump also won Starr County, Texas, which hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1892. Starr County is the most Hispanic county in the country. The numbers with the Latino voters are amazing, even here in Philadelphia. I mean, Trump crushed it.
Yeah, and did I see right that there's now there's going to be a Republican state senator from city of Philadelphia?
You saw that correctly, and it's a huge thing for us. It's something that they're very proud of. Republicans did incredibly well all throughout Pennsylvania. It is a big win.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And I mean, if you could, you know, you hit 20. I believe Trump hit 20% in city of Philadelphia. I believe he hit 30%. In New York City. And so I was thinking about this. Like, if he's getting 30% in New York City, that means that every single one of these people on TV ranting about him being Hitler and all this kind of stuff, the guy holding the camera and you know, the techs working, they're probably all Trump voters, right? They got a lot more of them in their midst than I think they understood.
Yeah, you got guys who turn around and they're the key grips and the lighters, you know, doing the lighting, and they're watching these elites like Joe Scarborough and other people call him Hitler, and they're just shaking their head and then going out and voting for Trump. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just and it's everywhere. So it's like, you got like people in Chicago saying, "Oh my God, this is so terrible. What could all these people do?" And it's like, hey, he only lost Illinois by 8 points. There are a lot of Trump voters all around you right now while you're saying that. So it really is a total repudiation of what they tried to do to this man. And frankly, I think the Democrats did this to themselves, because there were a lot of people who were pretty lukewarm on Trump, all right? He wasn't my first choice, to be honest. You got a lot of people who are kind of lukewarm on him. But then, you know, they watch how he's treated, and they can't help, and how insane and over the top and unfair it is, they can't help but rally to him. Just because it's a basic sense of justice.
Any predictions on cabinet members, chief of staff, anything like that? Or what you're
hearing?
Well,
I think that the favorite for chief of staff is probably Susie Wiles, because she ran an excellent campaign, and you know, I think that he will probably think she can run a tight ship in the White House also. But we'll see. I mean, I would like to see Brendan Carr, who's been fantastic at the FCC, elevated to chairman, not just interim but permanent. I think he would be fantastic. You know, I'd like to see my friend Jay Bhattacharya take over the CDC. I think he's the man for that job, and I'm pushing for that very, very hard. I'd like to see Stephen Moore be the head of the National Economic Council and run economics in the White House. I'd like to see Casey Mulligan from the University of Chicago be the regulatory czar in the White House, because he's already analyzed every single Biden regulation for two reports he's done for Unleash Prosperity, and he knows, well, everything that has to be undone. So I'm going to float some names. I don't know if anyone cares what I think, but I'm going to float some names, and I've definitely got people I like, and you know, I'll see if I can help some of them along.
Well, float my name for White House Press Secretary. It's always been my dream job.
I've already said it should be Scott Jennings. I'm sorry. I think the guy's almost a total no-brainer pick, what he did every single night on CNN. I would love to see from the podium. So that's my pick for that, although people are saying it might be Levitt.
Well, Caroline Levitt has earned it. I mean, she's been great.
Usually the first one is the one who did it on the campaign. So
I think it's going to wind up being Caroline.
I got to give my endorsement to Jennings, though. I mean, the guy.
I can't believe
he was in the Bush White House. I mean,
who cares?
I mean,
keep him on CNN. Please keep him on CNN. He's fine there. If it's not going to be Levitt, it should be me. But it should be Levitt. So I'm sure she's going to get it. But I do agree with you. Susie Wiles will probably be chief of staff. That makes a lot of sense. That's good. She did run a great campaign. I mean, it was, and Chris LaCivita, it was a great campaign. They were on message. It was disciplined as Donald Trump gets, let's put it that way. But it was incredibly disciplined.
Yeah. And I'm excited for the Elon Musk efficiency commission, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Right?
I mean, I figure, you know, whatever cuts they come up with, you know, we really need to have an entity that's focused on cutting spending, because every other entity in Washington's focused on raising it. So, and that guy's like running five companies, so he's not trying to build a new empire or a new bureaucracy. He's going to be very results-oriented and very focused, I think, with that effort.
What do you make of Powell's move today?
I think it was expected. I think it's probably the right decision. Interest rates are still very high. But, you know, I mean, the problem is long-term interest rates have been rising because of inflation expectations. So, you know, there's only so much the Fed can really do. We've got to have spending discipline. That's the key thing. And I really hope that the Democrats don't have, you know, the Republican House doesn't go along with a end-of-the-year spending Chuck Schumer's last hurrah here in the lame duck session. I really hope that the Republican House says, no, we're only going to do a continuing resolution, punt it to next year when we have a Republican Senate and a Republican president.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's hope for that. That would be really, really nice. Before I let you go, what kind of executive nonsense do you expect from Biden, though, on the way out the door?
Oh, he's going to probably a few things. But frankly, I mean, whatever he does can be undone very quickly. And I expect will be. So I don't know. Maybe a pardon for his son. We'll see. That's kind of the interesting thing to wait and watch and see what he does.
I figure that was baked into the shoving him out the door, right? That was kind of the deal. I would think so.
We'll see. Maybe he resigns and President Harris pardons his son. I don't know.
Well, if that happens, that's only to F up the Trump 47 merchandise.
Yeah, but Trump doesn't care. He'll sell everything again with a 48.
That's
double his sale.
That's right. All right, Phil Kirpin, appreciate it. AmericanCommitment.org, and follow Phil on Twitter at Kirpin. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot in the next couple weeks, so thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And I don't know if they've officially called the race yet, but Joe Picozzi is the guy that Phil was talking about, who ran for state senate in Philadelphia. And it looks like he has unseated Jimmy Dillon. There's all but 10 precincts reporting, and he's a young guy. He's really, really bright, got a great future ahead of him, and he's really smart. So this was a big win. I was talking to my buddy Val Bianconello, you know, who's the one who got arrested for doing nothing wrong other than trying to tell people to stay in line to vote. And she was saying that she thinks that he could win. And I was mentioning that the other day on TV. I said, you know, we even have a chance of picking up a Republican state Senate seat. But it looks like we did. So good for Joe. I don't know if they've officially called it, but congratulations to Joe Picozzi, because I think he's going to win, you know, regardless. It looks like he's got a 52-48 with all but 10 precincts reporting. So that's big. That's a big deal. Absolutely big deal. All right. So I want to take some of your calls and your thoughts here. Let's see if I can pull up my call screen. That would be helpful. Let's go to Terry in Morristown, New Jersey. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Guests there.
I could
Wonderful
not be
guests.
Happier.
Yeah. Two questions, quick comment on all three. Do you know anything about Carrie Lake? Any updates?
I don't know, actually, if they've called that race yet. I know that they're saying it was tightening, but
I just know what they did to her last time around when she was trying to be governor, and I feel like they might be trying to do it to her again, trying to go
well,
to Senate.
Right now, it's too early to call. The challenger, Ruben Gallego, has about a 2% lead, but they're still counting. So
okay. 70%
of the votes in. What's that?
Do you think I'd like to know about Peter Navarro? Do you think he has too much baggage to work as an advisor?
I don't think Trump cares about baggage. I don't think that's a relevant point.
I think Navarro was a good guy, but of course I'm an outsider. I have no idea, you know. But I mean, he went to jail for him.
He did. Yep. He did.
I'm sure, and
he spoke at the Republican National Convention. I'm sure if Peter Navarro wanted to go back, he may not want to go back in the White House, but I'm sure if he did, Trump would have him back. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that baggage would ever stop Trump from bringing him back in. So
oh, good. And then just comment my opinion. You brought this up a couple segments ago. I think it's interesting that back in 2020, Joe Biden made 81 million votes, mm-hmm. more than the first black president. But they're saying that she got a great amount of people in the 60-something million. Interesting that, in my opinion, I thought it was interesting that all those suitcases got pulled out in the middle of the night back in 2020.
2020 is going to have to be re-examined, no question about it. Terry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210 is the number. Frank is in Delco. Frank, how are you?
I am doing great, Rich. How are you today, my friend?
Absolutely fantastic.
So listen, I got a quick question or two about your show coming up Wednesday out here in my neck of the woods in Great Delco. But first, I was telling Matt, I had a couple celebrity sightings at the airport not too long ago, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw Amy Schumer, Cher, and Taylor Swift getting on flights to China.
To China? They're leaving the country, huh?
Yes, they were.
Yeah,
yes,
but you would, they would be
way out.
They'd be taking private jets, though. That's the only reason I'm calling BS on that, Mark. I think it's a fugazi. Or Frank.
I know. I'm just kidding with you. But listen, the show next week, I got two tickets.
Good.
I actually had to, I got one for myself, but I also got one for Matt DeSantis' fake girlfriend.
So oh, excellent.
It's I'm really looking forward to a great show. Matt, I'm just kidding. My wife and I are going to be there, Rich, looking forward to it. And
great.
We're going to take you up to State Street a little bit after the show for an adult beverage or two if you got time.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night, Frank, and I'm glad you're coming. Thank you, buddy. We'll see you media on the 13th.
Yep. Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks, Rich. Have a great
day. You bet. And get your tickets by going to 1210wphg.com. It's Politics and Pints with me and Jimmy Failla. And it is on the 13th, and it will sell out, no question about it, so do that. And if there is an empty seat, it is for Matt DeSantis' fake girlfriend, Snuffleupagus. We will keep it open in her honor. So, Matt, the whole theater be sold out. There'll be one empty seat, and we'll know why. You know?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think she'll be able to make it. She'll be in Tahiti, actually.
Oh!
Yeah.
Tahiti.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful this time of year. Why not? You know? And why not?
She wanted to be there. It's just, you know.
Of course. Of course. Well, she's busy, you know, very busy traveling the world. So she has more airline miles at this point than George Clooney did in that movie, so. Another one who said he'd leave the country, I think. 855-839-1210. Mark is in Bucks County. Mark, a 21-year-old and a first-time voter. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rich. Not first-time voter, but first-time presidential election.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but I was telling Matt, I was extremely excited for this election. I am just... I'm all smiles the past 2 days. And,
by the way, breaking news. McCormick officially wins the Pennsylvania Senate race. That's official. They've called it. So Dave McCormick officially now, Senator Dave McCormick. Excellent. Bravo. You hear that, Mark? You got that breaking news right now on the show. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm even more happy now. That's
excellent.
That's amazing.
Excellent.
Up the Senate, too. He's a good guy, too. I'm glad he got that, too.
That's
so
wonderful. No, that is great news. I'm so happy for him.
No, that's very good. But, yeah, no, I filled in his bubble extremely, extremely hard when I was filling out my ballot. I filled out Trump's name extremely hard. And I am I'm so happy about it because come 2020, I was 17, I suppose, when that election happened. And I've always been really big in the politics. I helped out the polls there, and I've always been a part of the Republican National Committee or whatever, our local committee. But after that election, God, I was just so dejected. And I had thoughts about, like, I eventually wanted to kind of run for a local office because I've always been really big in the politics, and I just kind of lost that hope. But I actually am really hopeful now, and I actually would certainly want to consider trying to do something locally because it's really restored my hope in things and restored my hope for my personal life. I have a fiance, and I'm just more happy that I could maybe afford a house, maybe be able to afford to start a life with her. And I really do feel good about everything. And I'm very happy about things. It's
wonderful. That's great. I'm really happy to hear that, and congratulations on your engagement. When's the big date?
It's going to be in a little while. She's got to finish school at Drexel, so it's probably going to be spring of 2026. But
okay,
no, it'll be good, and we can actually have money by then too, because I would definitely expect this economy to be getting better. So. I had a second point for you, and the caller before me actually kind of did make it for me already, but I'll expand upon it. Lisa Kearns and what she did and what they planned for this election. I mean, that Linda Kearns. Extremely. Like, that's so important because we actually had a fair election this time, and we didn't have to go through 2020 where I was thinking about it the other night. You're going to tell me Biden got the most votes ever in history, more than Obama ever got, 81 million, and COVID, for a guy that was running an election out of his basement, and for a time when everyone was scared and also stay in their house and depressed. And that was the most voter turnout ever for him. I highly doubt them. Like you already said, 2020 really has to be reviewed, and we do need to make sure that never happens again.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Obviously. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it very much, and best of luck to you in your future. And stay in touch, okay?
Final point. Hey, if you ever need tree work, let me know. I'd be happy to make the drive to Jersey for you.
Give a shout out. What's the name of your company? Go ahead.
From Seed to Sawmill.
All right, buddy. Good luck, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Yeah, look, I didn't want to dwell on 2020 that much, especially leading up to this election, because I didn't want a depressed turnout. I didn't entertain conspiracy theories about this upcoming election. I didn't want to talk about cheating. In fact, every time somebody would say, Rich, can we have a fair election? I said, I promise you, I assure you, this is going to be a fair election. And I just give everybody credit for turning out to vote. Because I think we all know 2020 was not, but we had to just turn the page and we had to move forward. And I was really afraid that people were going to be depressed about turnout, which is why we kept having Linda Kearns on and kept having Chairman Michael Whatley on and Laura Trump and everybody to keep reassuring you this was going to be a fair election and that the RNC was going to be all over it, the Trump campaign was going to be all over it, and it worked. It worked. And like I said to you last week, you know, the people that were spreading baseless conspiracy theories, that one guy who founded Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, who was putting out this ridiculous video on social media that racked up like a couple million views about how the voting machines had already been rigged and Kamala was going to win. And you know, I mean, it's like stupid stuff like that. I just said, would you shut up? Shut up. But this is good news. Dave McCormick has officially won the Senate race, flips the Senate. The Senate is officially red. And there you go. So congratulations to our buddy Dave McCormick. He's a good man. And I was driving back from Pittsburgh yesterday. I was in the car. I texted his wife, Dina. I said, how's everybody doing? And the phone rang 2 seconds later. It was Dina and Dave on speakerphone. And they said, hey, Rich, we are confident that we won this thing. We're not going to say anything publicly until, you know, the race is called. But they wanted to thank me and you for all of the amazing support. And I'm thrilled for Dave McCormick. He's a good man. He's going to be a great senator. And goodbye to the lesser Casey. Good riddance. You've been useless. And goodbye. That's a great, great development. Outstanding. Bravo to Dave McCormick. Well done. All right. We got a lot to get to. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to join us. I want to tell you about Sherry Hilvavo, though. Relationships matter. They really do. They're everything in life. Relationships. And at Sherry Hilvavo, Judith Krupnik proves that every single day. That's what she does. She prides herself on always giving you the absolute best price on a Volvo and treating you with the respect you deserve. And look, we broadcast live from the Sherry Hilvavo Studios, where relationships matter, and they do matter. They absolutely do. And right now is a great time to get the Sherry Hilvavo with their fall specials. Everything from certified pre-owned Volvos to wonderful lease specials. And they also have a great special right now that's going, which is on the car that we drive, which is the XC90. You can get a lease, an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. And if you're a Costco member, you get up to $2,000 in additional rebates as well. Just see the store for details and head over there. And remember, there's a lot of Volvo dealerships out there, but there's only one that stands with Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, and that's us. That's Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And that's Judith Krupnik, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. So please go see them and say hello and thank them for all their great support. And remember, when it comes to relationships that matter, there's no other dealership like Cherry Hill Volvo where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Big deal. Big deal. Dave McCormick officially wins the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. He is Senator-elect Dave McCormick. They called that race, and that's a big deal. It's huge. It's great. Good. Good riddance to the lesser Casey. What a waste of space. What a waste of space that guy was, huh? I'm telling you. Good news. That's great news. So that means that the Senate flips. It will be Republican officially. We're waiting to see how Carrie Lake does in Arizona, but that's a big deal. So final result, 48.9% for McCormick and 48.5% for Casey, a difference of about 31,000 votes. Great news. Great news. Like I said, McCormick's a good man, and he's been on the show a bunch of times. Real friend of the show, always gracious with his time. And I'll tell you what, the guy was working up until the final day. He was on the show on Election Day with us at 3 o'clock. He called in. So good for Dave McCormick. I'm very happy for him, and I'm sure he'll be coming on the show very soon to say hello and say thank you. And now he can take a deep breath and relax. He's certainly earned it. Steve is in Glenside. Steve, how are you?
Great, Rich. Congratulations, and thanks for everything you did to give us this great week. I just wanted to tell a quick anecdote about the girl I love, who is a liberal single-issue voter, pro-choice, and she hates Donald Trump, but she couldn't bring herself to vote for Joe Biden. Then she was back on board with Kamala, but by the end, she couldn't bring herself to vote for Kamala. She ended up voting straight Democrat, but at the top of the ticket, she voted for Jill Stein as a protest vote, and she said it was in great part because of hearing my perspective on things. So I'm going to nominate myself for the Scott Pressler Medal of Freedom for this year.
Well done. Excellent job, Steve. That's great. What was it that pushed her over the top, you think?
I think it was just my constant, like, commentary about what she wasn't hearing in the press. Mm-hmm. And at the end, I said, you know, abortion is a state's issue now. So you can go ahead and vote vote Democrat ticket. And on that issue, you can still prevail. But the top of the ticket's not involved in abortion anymore. And we don't deserve someone like that to be the commander in chief of our military.
Good for you. I'm proud to hear that, Stephen. And that's great. A great sign that you are dating a logical woman. And maybe she'll come around in all the other issues as well. So,
yes,
we can hope. All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
best of luck. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. DeSantis, I want to play the Trump promo that Frank put together, the new one for us. You have that?
DeSantis stepped out. He had to take a call.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, he had to take a call. He's taking personal calls during work now. Is that what it is?
I have no idea. I just saw him leave his phone.
All right. I mean, what the heck? I mean, you know, he's got to take a call. What are you going to do? He's got to make a call, Justin. What are you going to say, right? Justin?
Yeah, I'm trying to screen calls.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. All right. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. All right, let me go to Ed and Del Rand. He's got a new poem for us. Ed, what do you got?
Hey, let me tell you something. Rich Scioli doesn't care for Splenda, but he sure loves the Trump agenda.
There you go. A new poem. We needed that, Ed. That's what we needed, buddy.
Hey, and Matt DeSantis is bold and he'll never leave you out in the cold.
There you go. All right. Keep it coming, Ed. We'll get a new poem.
I'm still in the throes of glory from this election, my friend.
Thank you, Ed. All right. Thank you, pal. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Just a reminder, Politics and Pints with me and Jimmy Failla coming up Wednesday night, the 13th, from at 7:30 p.m. Media Theater, Media PA. Tickets are selling fast. I don't want you to miss this one. It's going to be a lot of fun. We all need to laugh. We're going to celebrate and laugh. There'll be a cash bar. It's going to be great. All right? So make sure you join us for that. I don't want you to miss it. It's going to be a blast. All right? 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. Got a great YouTube chat going. And everybody is weighing in on all kinds of different things. But again, big news, if you're just joining me, is that Dave McCormick is officially now Senator Dave McCormick. He has prevailed. And goodbye to the lesser Bob Casey. How do you feel today? How are you feeling now that the results are all in? And I want to hear from you. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I'd love to hear from you. Ivan is in Louisiana. Ivan, thanks for the call.
Rich, how we doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm great. I'm in a great mood. How are you?
No, man. Listen, I'm one of eight, and every last one of my sisters turned around and we're texting up a chain or texting up a storm, talking about how great this was. A few shows back, you mentioned that you had listeners all over the country. And, I mean, when personalities say stuff like that, I mean, I call BS. But, I mean, it's real. I mean, you filled in for Mark Levin. I liked what I heard. I liked the energy, and I started listening to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't until DeSantis screwed up the upload during the Democrat anointing that I started listening live.
Well, we can blame DeSantis for a lot of things, no doubt about it. The list is long. It's a long. I think he's still on a personal phone call, so I don't know if he heard that or not. I'm not sure if he's back in the studio yet.
Screening calls. I didn't hear what the insult was, though. No.
Oh, okay. All right. You missed it. Were you calling your fake girlfriend? Is that you had a call to make? Was that what that was?
No. I'm screening calls. There's a lot of calls coming in right now. You're a very popular man. I don't understand why, but the people seem to like you.
So, Rich, the other two points I had was the guy that stole the army saying, kind of, you know, co-opted that from you.
Oh,
he's also started using bunny boiling.
Come on!
I'm just saying. I heard that not long ago, and I was like, oh my goodness, it's a thing. Last but not least, hey man, good job on covering the election. I really enjoyed tuning in. And I enjoyed the energy, and, you know, it helped. Thanks, man.
No, thank you. Listen, I'm honored that you listened from Louisiana. I really appreciate the phone call, and it's great that you discovered me filling in for Levin, and you became a listener, Ivan. That really makes me very happy, and I appreciate it, buddy. So thank you so much.
Yeah, Soros, he's not on the station anymore.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, but you can always catch Mark Levin's podcast, which I highly recommend you do, and I certainly listen to every day. So, you know, definitely do that.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. So we have a promo. Can we play the promo, Matt? Do you have the new one? Or do you need me to send it to you?
I don't have it at this exact moment. Give me like 2 seconds. I'll have it up.
All right. Do you want me to email it to you? Frank emailed it to us yesterday. Do you remember?
Yeah, I have it. Just give me 2 seconds to pull it
up. Okay. All right. This is, I mean, it's just taking, it's taking you longer to find a promo than it usually takes to create one. I'm just pointing that out for the record.
Sorry. We got a lot of things going on back at the studio right now.
It's all right. Everybody okay? Justin, you in a good mood? You're right?
I'm doing fantastic.
You're not in a valley, are you? Because if you're in a valley, I want you to climb up. Remember, Justin, it's always darkest right before the dawn. And in the darkness, you can see the stars, Justin. Am I right?
100%.
Okay. All right. You're not very chatty today. What's wrong? What's the matter?
We're screening calls right now.
All right. Fine. Forget it. Fine. You do your job. Talk to other people instead of me. It's fine. It's no problem.
I was just screening like 3 calls in a row. That's my bad.
I understand. No, it's not your bad. It's your job. That's your job, actually. You're doing your job. I'm distracting you from work, so I apologize.
All right. Here's the promo, the newest one, if you'd like it.
All right. This is a new promo that was put together for the show. Featuring the President of the United States. Take a listen.
Rich Zeoli. Rich Zeoli.
Is President Donald Trump. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Your show is great. I've listened to your show many times.
Thank you, Mr.
President. Many times. You have a hell of an audience, by the way.
We got you, Mr. President. We got your back. People are excited to vote for you. And
if we win Pennsylvania, we win everything.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
That's a good one. That's a great promo. And thanks to Frank Canal for making that. And, you know, we have another one that we ran back in the spring. So that was from election night. Back in the spring, though, there was one that we ran. And remember, Trump said back then, he said, "You've been with me from day one and I'll never forget it." I think that was the gist of that promo. But now that he's president again, we should probably resurrect that into the rotation. You know what I mean, Matt?
We're looking for it.
Looking for it. All right. I don't know where these things go, but they go somewhere into the promo abyss. Let's see. Victor's in South Jersey. Victor, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Rich. I'm doing fantastic. Now that President Trump is in office again, I'm looking forward to it.
It's great, right? It's great. We're all happy. We're thrilled. We're excited. It's wonderful news.
Yes. A quick question. Being ex-military, and I don't think anybody's been discussing this of late, will President Trump's administration do anything about the Chinese-owned properties around the military bases?
Yes, I think 100% he will. He's been talking about doing that. And also when it comes to China buying farmland, I imagine he will absolutely do something about it.
I'm glad to hear that. We need to get them away from our military sites, and we can't own anything in their country. They should not be able to own anything in our country land-wise.
I would imagine that Trump's going to come down very hard on China in a lot of different ways. You know, Joe Biden kissed China's ass on everything because China had the receipts, you know, because he was corrupt. And Trump will go in there and it's going to be much like it was when he was president. And China will be on the defense and it'll be a good one. So.
All right. Thank you for your conversation, Rich.
Welcome, buddy. I appreciate it. No doubt. Thank you for the call. Thanks for your service. I should have said that. And thank you for your service. Scooter is in Connecticut. Scooter, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm great. Happy.
I'm great, too. And I personally want to thank you for keeping me sane through this whole process. I mean, I was going to cancel my cable. I was going to quit smoking. I was going to throw everything out the door that I could cut because I knew we'd be in the breadline if that woman got elected. I mean, I'm actually floating on air.
Well, I'm happy that I talked you off the ledge. You probably should still quit smoking, though. You may want to do that. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you may want to think about that.
Everybody
or switch
hates
to cigars.
Quitter,
I mean, I'm a cigar guy. I had a cigar today, as a matter of fact.
You know, I started listening to you guys years ago because I was searching for Rush Limbaugh to stream, and I caught up with you guys, and I've been addicted to you guys ever since. I listen to the show all day. And when you were on mornings, and it's just, and one thing I wanted to ask you, have you talked to Mark Levin?
I talk to Mark all the time. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. He's a mentor to me. He's a wonderful guy. And I highly recommend getting his podcast, which I do.
Wish he took Rush's spot. You know, I miss that.
Well, he didn't want to. I mean, he likes being 6 to 9 or, you know, I mean, some parts of the country he's 3 to 6, depending on the time zone, like in California. He's got a lot of stations in California, so he likes where he is. And he's, you know, I mean, he's obviously probably the best there is in the business, no doubt about it. So, and I'm grateful to him for
he's always letting me fill in for him. Now that Rush is gone, do you think Rush is up there smiling or what?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. He is. Absolutely. And
God, do I miss him. I miss him so much.
Listen, brother, thank you for the call and for listening all the way in Connecticut, man. It means a lot.
Oh, dude, you guys keep me happy listening to you guys. You guys are the sanest people on the radio, I'm telling you. Thank you for everything you've done for me because you keep me sane.
I appreciate it, pal. Somebody was 855-839-1210. Somebody made a comment the other day, a disgusting comment. They said, now that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be involved, they should do a vegetarian dinner at the White House. And that's disgusting. And the only thing worse than that would be a vegan dinner at the White House. And I'm just going to tell you this. There'll be no vegan nonsense, vegetarian nonsense with this administration. And I'll tell you why, because Trump loves his cheeseburgers. And you know what I did last night? I got a cheeseburger to celebrate. I walked out of the studio. I walked down the street. I got a cheeseburger to celebrate because I had a couple the other night at McCormick's victory party, but they were kind of low energy. So now that he's Senator Dave McCormick, maybe he'll up his cheeseburger game. You know what I mean? But no more of this nonsense. In fact, on day one, Trump is going to issue an executive order banning fake cheeseburgers. That's right. Banning Beyond Beef. I don't know if that's true. He's probably not going to do that, nor should he. But you know what I mean. The cheeseburger is back, protected and back. Zelensky may not be back, though. He's calling Trump to kiss his ass, but he's saying there's a new chapter of instability in the world. Oh, Victor, whatever his name is. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Let's see. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back. Got a lot to get to. But before I go to break, I want to play another promo. We have another promo, Matt. Is that what you just texted me?
We have three total. We have two from the most recent Trump interview with a third promo on the way, but we don't have that one just yet. And then we have the vintage Trump promo from, I believe, April.
Wonderful. All right. Do you want me to? I'll take a quick break. We'll play those.
That works for me.
All right, good. I just did DuckDuckGo. I got to do DuckDuckGo again. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then I'll do it.
We really love DuckDuckGo today.
We love DuckDuckGo, and why not? Because privacy is everything. I don't want the government spying on me, and I don't want corporate America spying on me either. And I don't want my internet service provider spying on me. That's why I have Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. And every time I travel, like I'll be in New York this coming weekend, Saturday night, I'll be on Jimmy Fallon's show, Fox News Saturday night. Also, by the way, I'll be on Fox News tomorrow around 2 o'clock or so. Tune in. Just shameless plug, you know. But whenever I travel, whether it's to New York or D.C. or wherever, I want to make sure that my privacy is protected. DuckDuckGo's VPN is the best there is. You hear commercials for VPNs all the time. Not as good as DuckDuckGo. You want Privacy Pro. It's a 3-in-1 suite from DuckDuckGo. It includes personal information removal. Some whack job on the internet the other day tweeted out a picture of my old house. I don't want that. See, I don't have to worry about that anymore because DuckDuckGo personal information removal gets rid of addresses, phone numbers, all that stuff. Email addresses gone. Plus, it has personal identity theft restoration if your identity is ever stolen. And all that, including the VPN to keep you safe online, even from your internet service provider tracking you, completely encrypted, $10 a month. $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the whole year, and you get a 7-day free trial. All you got to do is go to duckduckgo.com/1210. Duckduckgo.com/1210. You do that today and sign up. This is a no-brainer. For $10 a month, to have that level of privacy, to know that people are not going to be tracking you and spying on you and stealing your data, this is literally a no-brainer. So do what I did and sign up today. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Santa, you got to read that email I sent you. It's hysterical.
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up now.
But first, let's play these promos. All right. So what do we got here?
All right. So what do you want to hear first? We can replay the one that we aired in the last segment. I know.
All right. Let's replay that one to start.
Reflect on it. Yeah.
Yeah. We can reflect on it. We can drink it in. Go ahead.
Soak it in, folks.
Soak it in. Donald Trump, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
And I got to tell you, too, I've been getting text messages all day from people. They're waiting in lines 4-6 hours to vote for you today.
Oh, that's Trump. Great, boy. If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal. Stay in line. They may say, oh, gee, you're going to be here for an hour or two. Once you're in line, they can't do anything about it. So that would be great on behalf of both of us. I think I could say that.
President Donald Trump, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoon.
Yeah, that one's not as intimate. I don't like it as much. The other one was better.
All right, here's the other one.
Yeah, the other one was really good. Go ahead.
Rich Cioli. Rich Cioli.
President Donald Trump, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Your show is great. I've listened to your show many times.
Thank you, Mr.
President. Many times. You have a hell of an audience, by the way.
We got you, Mr. President. We got your back. People are excited to vote for you. And
if we win Pennsylvania, we win everything.
Rich Cioli, we care.
Yes, scrap that other one. The other one's low energy. That's like generic, like from some host who doesn't know the guy. You know what I mean? Throw that out.
It's nice to have two, though.
No, yeah, but we do have two because we have the other one from the spring. Did you find that one?
I haven't. I haven't listened to it yet. Is it going to be relevant, though? I mean, we're...
It's going to be 100% relevant. Go ahead. Take a listen. Go ahead. Rich Scioli. Well, Mr. President, you got a lot of support in Pennsylvania, tremendous support. I've never seen it this big before, honestly. And I know the primary. I know you wish you could be with us. But I just want you to know that the people of Pennsylvania are with you. This is unconscionable what they're doing to you, but we're with you.
You've been so great, and I appreciate it. And get everybody out to vote. They got to get out to vote. We just want to send a signal because I really believe that November 5th, that's Election Day, it will be the most important period, most important day in the history of our country. Rich Scioli.
All right, that's a good one. You have another one, too?
No, that's all three.
No, there's another one where he says, you've been with me from day one, and I'll never forget it. Where's right. that one?
I have no idea. Let me.
We got to find that one, too.
Let me ask Frank.
That's a good one.
I don't know where that one is. I'm sure we have it somewhere, but...
We got to find these things. This is the President of the United States praising the show and praising me. We can't just lose these things. You don't lose those things.
I don't.
These are not things you lose in life.
The promo... Okay, the promo is somewhere. I have no idea where it is. But I do have the interview that you did with Trump back in April. If you'd like, during the next commercial break, I'll cut through it. I'll find the exact spot you're referencing. We can relive the magic.
But we should relive the promo, and it should be airing on the station all the time, like nonstop.
How many
hosts around the country the president could say you've been with me since day one? Most of them were not with him from day one. They hated him back in 2016. They were all never Trumpers back then. They just pretend like they weren't now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know who I'm talking. You know I'm talking. I'm not going to name names, but
well, now everybody loves him because he won.
Oh right, everybody loves him now, but back then, you know. So, but don't worry, he remembers, but, you know, but that we should find that one. I just don't think you should let promos like that disappear. Like, for example, there was a thing we had back in the day when he said, this is Donald Trump and you're listening to the Rich Scioli show. Gone. No, it is where it is. Just disappeared into the ether. How do you lose something like that?
What was that from?
Yeah, no, appreciate it.
That was from 2015, 2016.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely gone. There's no way I can hunt that down. I'll try, yeah. But I think...
Nah, we're not going to find that. But, you know.
you might be out of luck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's, you know. But the other one was good. We'll see if we can find that.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.